Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be. I'd like to applaud you for taking the time out on your Sunday to join with me and others as we link hearts and minds across the airwaves in our e-community to deepen down in consciousness, to commune with the ground of being, to come back to the remembrance of who we are and whose we are. And so my theme this morning is simply entitled Becoming Fully Known. I read something this week, my story that I'm going to share with you in a moment, that reminded me, I'm not broken, I don't need fixing. I simply need to come back to the remembrance of who I am and whose I am. That I am absolutely known as whole, as complete, as perfect, in that which created me. My sacred text this morning comes from 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12. And it says, "For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known." You see, we're already fully known in God of all that we are and all that we have created to be. We're already fully known in that which is moving and having, we're moving and having our being in. We're already fully known as whole, complete, and perfect in the eyes of that which created us. The text says, we're seeing in a reflection, dimly. We're not seeing our true reflection. We're not seeing ourselves truly as we are. We still buy into that old, I'm just a human. We're believing that we are coming with the shortcomings, the failings and failures of being human and all that entails. And depending on our narrative from our upbringing, as to even what that might look like. But the text says that we will know face to face. We will move beyond the limited vision of what we think we are to truly understand what and who and how we can be. Our teacher reminded us when he said that we could do greater work than what he did. He already fully knew himself, knew that he was a child of God, knew that it was the Father within that did the work, knew that we could do the same if we knew and remembered this truth. That was his reason for being. He wants to shake up the narrative and the way of thinking and the consciousness of that time. Who, when I remind people that Jesus was a Jew and not a Christian, he was shaking up the Jews who were so busy and enslaved to the letter of the law, as the prophets and the Pharisees and the teachers of the time were instilling in them. He wanted them to shake them up, to understand that, come on, it's time to expand your consciousness and understand who you are and whose you are. To know that there is a spirit within you that doeth the work, to know that there is God in you that is whole, complete, and perfect, and is expressing in and through you as you allow it to do. The text goes on to say, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. When we can move beyond the little human story that we tell ourselves, when we can move beyond that which we have believed about ourselves based on what was told to us, taught to us, and we've accepted as true about ourselves, when we can move beyond all of that, we will fully know and be known as the children of the Most High God. We will fully know that we are one with the source of all that is, the creator of life, that we can do the same that Jesus did, look beyond the appearances, look beyond even death, and realize the eternal life that is in and through all things. My beloved, it is irrelevant how old we are. It's irrelevant how long we've been on this earth. It's irrelevant about what our educational needs or beliefs or things are. I have a friend who keeps telling me she's too old to change. And she's too old to do this, that, or the other. Age is irrelevant when you know that you are a child of God, made in the image and likeness that is whole, complete, and perfect. Genesis says that when God created everything, he saw that it was good and very good. Everything else we have learned to believe about ourselves, we can unlearn. But the creator of all that is only knows its spirit in us. Its spirit in us is already perfect. So my beloveds, we have to unbecome to become fully known. We have to unbecome and unlearn some of the things we've accepted erroneously as true about ourselves. So my story that I want to kick off with is a conversation between an individual and God. It's written by John Rodell. Me. Hey God. God. Hello. Me. I'm falling apart. Can you put me back together? God, I would rather not. Me, why? God, because you aren't a puzzle. Me, what about all of the pieces of my life that are falling down onto the ground? God, let them stay there for a while. They fell off for a reason. Take some time and decide if you need any of those pieces back. Me, you don't understand. I'm breaking down. God, no, you don't understand. You are breaking through. What you are feeling are just growing pains. You are shedding the things and the people in your life that are holding you back. You aren't falling apart. You are falling into place. Relax. Take some deep breaths and allow those things you don't need anymore to fall off of you. Quit holding onto the pieces that don't fit you anymore. Let them fall off. Let them go. Me. Once I start doing that, what will be left of me? God. Only the very pieces of you. Sorry. Only the very best pieces of you. Me. I'm scared of changing. God. I keep telling you, you aren't changing, you are becoming. me, becoming who? God. Becoming who I created you to be. A person of light and love and charity and hope and courage and joy and mercy and grace and compassion. I made you for more than the shallow pieces you have decided to adorn yourself with, that you cling to with such greed and fear. Let those things fall off of you. I love you. Don't change. Become. Become. Become who I made you to be. I'm going to keep telling you this until you remember it. Me. There goes another piece. God. Yep. Let it be. Me. So I'm not broken? God. Of course not. You are breaking like the dawn. It's a new day. Become. I loved that story of the conversation with God. Because I know that many of us have had similar conversations. When we are doubting ourselves, when we are fretting, when we are not trusting or believing that we are able, capable, or even that we should. God already knows us. We are already fully known in that, by that which created us. I love the quote that I shared with you yesterday from Kathleen Winter, who said, "People are rivers, always ready to move from one state of being into another. It's not fair to treat people as if they're finished beings. Everyone is always becoming and unbecoming." We have to unbecome, unlearn, and let go of all the ideas, all the beliefs, all the stories we have previously told ourselves. When we are fully known as God knows us, we know that we are more than capable, more than able. I realized that once I had completed my doctorate and as I was going through it. The stories I kept telling myself were that I only had a few CSEs and O-levels. There was no way I could complete a doctorate. There's no way I could do the research. There's no way, and filled in all the reasons why. But something in me brought me back to the remembrance, to come back to fully knowing that God in me does the work. When I reread some of the things I've written, I know that it is Spirit that did the work through me. I know it couldn't possibly be me that wrote some of the things, that came up with the ideas, that put forward the solutions. I know that it was God. And when we can come back to this remembrance, to be fully known, to see clearly and not in part, we would be a bit like Paul, who was once Saul and then had the conversion, who we spoke about some weeks back. We will hear that inner voice that is guiding us and directing us to be more. Paul changed from being someone that was hateful to someone that was being loving. Someone that stopped persecuting the newly formed Christ believers to someone that was tolerating. He stopped being bigoted and started being more reasonable and understanding. When we come to be fully known, we change in the sense that we come back to the remembrance of who we are and whose we are. Our science of mind reading is entitled Knowing Ourselves. The first quote comes from Joel Goldsmith. God fulfills itself as our individual being. The second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind, who says, all we can do is to accept that the being which we are is some part of the divine. The author writes, we live in a culture that is highly individualized, unlike some cultures of the world, where people think of themselves more collectively. For them, it is the soul of the group that is most important, rather than the wants and the needs of the individual. You and I, on the other hand, have both the blessing and the curse of thinking of ourselves in a singular fashion. There is a blessing in this, as we are able to distinguish ourselves and shape our own lives accordingly. The curse surfaces when we have difficulty in discovering who the self is. Of course we know the roles we play, mothers, daughters, fathers, sons, and much more. But essentially, at our very core, who are we? Aren't we more than just the sum of our roles? Ideally, we, as spiritual seekers, have opportunities every day to invite the infinite to reveal itself through us. As it does, so we become more aware and comfortable with the person unfolding before us. Spiritual at our very core, I believe we are always in a state of becoming. And this can be unsettling at times. Some days hold great insights into who we are shaping up to be. Other days hold reasons for inner healing, possibly the release of self-censure or notions of being flawed. When we realize that we are made of God stuff, we can really begin to grow into the wonderful beings that we truly are, loving, creative, and wise. Beloved, the invitation is always to become that which God created us to become the expression of the divine life that is in us, through us, as us. My poem is by Ava, and she says, "You are not the story they keep telling about you over and over again. You are not even the story you keep telling yourself. There are no lines that can hold you, for all the more that you are. We are not our stories. We are not limited and bounded. We are not enslaved to all that we have thought we were or weren't. We are so much more." This month is Black History Month, and I'm always empowered and inspired, particularly when I see and hear about women. I'm sure, like many of you, the proudest punch is the two women that got the Nobel Prize for Chemistry. But they're even more so when I find women of color, black women, brown women, people who have contributed and yet little are known about them. They fail to be acknowledged. They fail to be recognized. And I want to share a few to encourage us that we are not limited by age, race, gender. These are four or five incredible women that perhaps many of us have never heard about. Dr. Gladys West, an American mathematician known for her mathematical modeling of the shape of the Earth, leading to GPS technology. Dr. Evelyn Granville, the second African-American woman to receive a PhD in mathematics from an American university. Katherine Johnson, a mathematician whose calculations of orbital mechanics were critical to the success of NASA's crewed space flights. Annie Easley, a NASA human computer whose contributions to the Centaur project marked the launch of satellites and space vehicles. Dr. Mae Jemison, an engineer and physician who was the first female black astronaut when she served as a mission specialist on the Space Shuttle Endeavour. I believe these women are truly examples of fully knowing who they are and who they were, that they expressed beyond what was expected of them. I believe they came back to the source of all that is. And given that some of these women were growing in times and expressing in times when there were such hardships to face, where there was discrimination even more pronounced than it is now, these women fully knew themselves to be capable, able, and carry through what it was that it was purposed for them. I salute them. And I strive in my own growing and unfolding to become fully known as I am already fully known in spirit. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. The contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Make sure you exhale, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out slower. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing.
As you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I'm known. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I become. Inhale, this is my breath as I am known. Exhale, this is my breath as I become. Here in the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul. Let's take a moment to be intentional for our week ahead. To see in our mind's eye that which we wish to be, do, have, accomplish, achieve, reveal, as we see an image in our mind's eye. Let us add the feeling component. That which resides in us as us responds to what we are feeling, thinking, visioning for ourselves. The more real, the more passionate that we can see and feel that which we are holding in our hearts is that which we wish to experience, the easier it is to be manifested. For each one it's different. See yourself known as you are already fully known. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. Always you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the spirit, the energy, the life force whose center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere. We live, move and have our being in the divine omnipotence, omnipresence and omniscience that is spirit. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, Thou who art the absolute mystery, as we consciously come into Your presence at this time, seeking to be fully known, to know ourselves as we are the children of the Most High God, that we move beyond any ideas of limitation, of separation, of not being enough, of being broken, or any of the other stories we tell ourselves, and move into the realization and the truth of who we are and whose we are. We are Yours, made in Your image and likeness that is whole, complete, and perfect. May we know as our teacher knew, that it was You, the Spirit within, that doeth the work. Whatever it is we are facing, whatever it is that is before us, let us acknowledge You in all our ways that You may make straight our path. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. You know the needs and individual wants and desires of each of us. And we know it is Your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. It is our responsibility to walk by faith and not by sight. To know that You are at work even though we think what we are praying for, wanting, is not happening or happening quick enough. Let us remember that Your ways are higher than our ways and Your thoughts more lofty than our thoughts. That always you are doing a perfect work, and always it will be done according to our faith, our trust, our surrender to you. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, for all that is occurring and happening in our world, it seems that there is always something new that's coming each day, that if we forget ourselves, we will be terrorized and fearful of it. But as we hold true to this unchanging, unending, eternal truth, that you and you alone are the source of all that is, we surrender the needs of our world. We surrender the wants of all the individuals in our world. We surrender everything that is happening, that is going on in our world, trusting, believing, and having faith that the Spirit that is you, that is God, that is in us, as us, through us, and in and through everything, knows what to do and how to do it, and is doing it in its perfect and timely way. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, for all those that have transitioned home to you, we know that to be absent in the body is to be before you, whilst those that are left behind mourn their loss and grieve their absence. May they be comforted in the awareness and the remembrance that love, that life, that spirit that is from you is eternal. It never ends just with the passing of the physical form, but lives on in our hearts, in our memories, and in the remembrance that love is eternal and never dies. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, for those who have no one to call their name or remember them, in prayer, we embrace them now. And so here at this time, we're simply just opening up our hearts and minds and consciousness to let your Spirit flow through, to quicken, to renew, to replenish. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful, and so it is, so it is, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Raise your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms down, facing outwards. I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists and affirm, I release and let go. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for this morning's Science of Mind affirmation and Buddhist meditation. Repeat after me. I become more fulfilled.
I become more fulfilled
in my humanity.
In my humanity.
As I become more aware.
Of my divine potential.
Buddhist meditation. If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
I freely forgive them, and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them, and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Now, prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without. Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Our rumi thought for the week. It is love that spins our souls aloft. It is love that exhorts even the mountains to dance. As we're drawing towards the close of our Sunday soul, just a reminder that we have our midweek prayer, our 10 minutes of reflection on Thursday, our 10 of 10, and our benediction. May God's joy be in your hearts and God's love surround your living. Each day and night and wherever you roam, may you know God's presence in growing and learning, in joy and sorrow, in friendship, in solitude, in beginnings and endings. May God keep you and bless you all the days of your life. May the blessing of God, the beginning, the end, and the everlasting, be with you and remain with you always. And so it is. And so my closing song for you, my beloved, this week is from Torrin Wells, entitled Known. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Call me out, to pull me in, you call me out.
start again. And I don't need to keep on hiding. I'm fully my whole and loved by you. You won't let go. No matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and we think you're not great to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. I'd like you to keep the soul.
Beloveds, I wish you a very happy and blessed Sunday and a beautiful week to come. And I look forward to joining you on Thursdays for our midweek prayer. Peace and blessings.